Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Steph Diggs, after a statement game from Drake May, and he, like Mike Vrabel, doesn't do comparisons, but it's hard not to make the comparison on the two of them. Don't you think, Coach?
Well, I think that, you know, they're very similar in the sense of, you know, when they get out of the pocket and their ability to throw on the run. Like, I think that's what Drake May, he's not as an explosive and powerful runner as Josh Allen is, but his ability to throw on the run, we see Josh Allen do that all the time, to be very accurate. I think that's one thing that you could say Drake May does like Josh Allen. But when you look at the run of their running styles, in my opinion, he runs more like Justin Herbert than he does Drake May. I mean, excuse me, Josh Allen, because Josh Allen is a physical runner, where Drake May is just, that's not who he is.
The pump fakes, too, with Josh Allen. I mean, that's like his signature thing. It was cool before the game. Devin McCourty sat down with him and went through old tapes of him and Pop Warner in high school and college, and it's just always been his style.
Right.
So that's, I think, a big difference, too, when it comes to Drake May.
I mean, you know, and I like the fact that his accuracy, Shyam talked about the Steph Diggs pass that he was able to hit on the sidelines, like right around the goal line, the accuracy to be able to make that throw on the run. Like, that's something we've seen Josh Allen. Like, there was a couple times Josh Allen's running to the sidelines. You're like, uh-oh. He stops. He cuts back. And then he's still looking to throw the ball. He literally threw it one time to Coleman, who caught it out of bounds. But that's just, that's what you've seen from Josh Allen throughout his career.
And I thought, if you guys are interested, the YouTube has a 30-minute full sit-down of Rodney Harrison, Tony Dungy, and Vrabel just going over old film. And it was basically Rodney and Vrabel going over the great moments of the old Patriots, and there was a back and forth about Kevin Falk and Rodney's first camp with the Patriots. Falk caught the ball and Rodney just hit him, wasn't dirty, but took him out, and Dante Scarnecchia started yelling at him, and Rodney said, "Who are you, old man?" But it was excellent for old school Patriot stuff, if you're interested.
This is Chuck from New Hampshire. What's up, Chuck?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Last night, great win. I said before the game, I thought the Patriots could win 9 games this year, but they were going to have to upset a couple teams, starting with Buffalo. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, I mean, the schedule is relatively easy going forward here. I mean, we were talking about it earlier. You know, you got to pencil in 2 wins against the Jets. You certainly, Wiggy said during your lead this morning that you think they need to win the next 3 here, with the Saints and Tennessee and Cleveland.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to play Buffalo again. So I guess that, I don't know what the Ravens are going to be. I mean, it's hard not to look at them after that win last night and say this is a playoff team.
They could realistically be, if they play the way they played against Buffalo consistently weekly, by their bye week, they could be 11-3. Imagine that. The hottest team on their schedule.
18-2.
The hottest team on their schedule throughout their bye week, which is the week after the Giants game, I believe, week 13, is going to be at Tampa Bay. That is the hottest game on their schedule. You go where you can go, all right, or I would say that would probably be the game that they're not the favorite in. Right? Don't we think they'll be the favorite against the Saints in Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, they'll be favored. They are definitely going to be favored this week.
Right, so they'll be favored in every game heading up until their bye week except at Tampa Bay. So if you realistically can win all your games and lose that one, Curtis would have been spot on and maybe like an understatement.
Right.
They'll be 11-3 by their bye week. That's... Who would have saw that coming?
In a million years. Showing up with hair tomorrow would be less shocking. I mean,
they should be 5-0, really.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. When you look back,
like
at the
minimum 4-1.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah. I thought I was an idiot saying they were a 10-win team. Where did all those people go?
Right.
They've all disappeared. But I the best part about last night, and we can't say it enough, is that they didn't play a perfect game by any stretch.
No.
And they forced mistakes from the Bills, but they coughed it up and gave it back. It wasn't the first half. You could conservatively say they left 10 points on the field. And what they were able to do and get Drake May the ball after, you know, the Bills come back, which you knew they would. And for him to get that first game winning drive was to do it there makes up for the fact that it took a year. And the reason
why I would say this is because when you watch them play, right? Yes, they lost to the Raiders, but that's a game like we talked about. They could have won that one. They could have won Pittsburgh if they don't turn the ball over five times. So if they consistently play the way that they're playing and they're getting better as they go, as you go throughout the season.
Which they are. I mean, that game last night, you know, minus the first drive and the Ramondre fumble and they were in that game. There was never a moment where they weren't. That game was not winnable for them last night.
And I would say this: if I ask every fan around here or person that's around Patriot Nation, if I ask them every single game heading up into the Giants, you know, after the Giants game, which is their bye week, would the Patriots beat the Saints? They would say yes, and they would pick. Every team, they would say yes, except for maybe the Bucks.
We're going to need a bigger duck boat.
So for me to say that it's unreal, you know, it's not that, how would I say it? It's realistic for them to be at 11 wins by week 13 is reasonable.
This is Dave from Nashua. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, you got to remember the old phrase, any given Sunday.
Hey, we know that one. You
have Josh McDaniels, the new offensive coordinator. The Bills haven't seen what he's been doing with Drake. By the week 9, week 10, people are going to figure out certain things about what the Patriots are doing, and you can't guarantee all these wins. You know, I give them 9 wins at the most.
So let me ask you this question then. Let's do this exercise. Simply yes or no when it comes to wins. Do the Pats beat the Saints?
It's going to be a close game.
Forget about it. That's my
We're
exercise.
Not being honest. Hey,
does it yes or no?
Greg, straight cap.
We've been talking about Petty, and this relates directly to the Patriots. It's not just out of left field. According to Ross Martin on X, who covers the Tar Heels, this is his tweet at about 20 minutes ago. According to sources inside UNC football, it's a directive from the staff, Bill Belichick, to not tweet retweet anything Patriots related. That's clearly why UNC football has not posted a single highlight of Drake May's electric primetime performance against the Bills. I'm Petty. That a-hole isn't allowing Drake May's alma mater to tweet out pictures and video of his first ever game-winning drive because he's on the Patriots. You do not hate that man enough. Thank you.
All right.
That is kind of crazy when you think about it.
When you think
about the fact that UNC hasn't really showed any type of school spirit when it comes to Drake May, a guy who's really showing out against the Bills.
But
does it shock you?
Yes.
It does.
That shocks me.
Come from Kingston.
Yep. She's probably right. Running TikTok.
It but was does it Jordan shock who you told though? Me.
It does, because what did Drake May ever do to Bill? Nothing. They never crossed paths.
It's not about Drake May. It's about who he represents.
I get that.
So that's what it's about.
Didn't Bill also like criticize Drake May when the Patriots drafted him too? That looks really good, huh?
An issue with his footwork, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, footwork looked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Real tough last night, huh, bud?
Did they not let the scouts in?
They did not, no.
Right. So does it shock you that they're not showing highlights when it's Bill? Bill clearly has it in for, not that it's because Vrabel, he doesn't like Vrabel letting the scouts in.
But
I think
the university, like UNC, needs to think about the long-term goal of getting kids. Like, Bill's only going to be here for so long.
But they ain't thinking about that.
Well, they should.
Right. They ain't thinking about that. Can I go back to my point of, like, how this is realistic?
Yeah.
And I think these people, if they don't see it, I don't know what they're watching. Like, the one caller says, oh, teams don't know about Drake May. You played in four games. Buffalo was not prepared for Drake May. They've watched four games of him playing. Has he changed? When I look at Drake May from week one to where we are right now, like, the offense hasn't changed. So you should be prepared for that, Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think nine should be a done deal.
That's why I had him at nine.
10 is on the table.
But looking at their schedule and based off of the way that they played against Buffalo, and that's why I said they beat Buffalo, and they didn't do it in a way where you go, oh, they just got lucky. So for you to sit here and look at their schedule and then to think, like, they might – I know it's any given Sunday. I realize that, but the exercise is, who would you pick on that Sunday?
No, but it's not like any given Sunday. That, like, that counts if you have some, you know, ridiculous special teams play. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Josh Allen fumbled the football. The Patriots fumbled the football.
Right.
You know, you had the interception, Marcus Jones interception. Those guys, it's not an any given Sunday situation when you go out and beat the Buffalo Bills there at their stadium.
They're a good football team, and good football teams go to New Orleans and beat New Orleans, who's a bad football team. Good football teams go to Tennessee and beat Tennessee, who's a bad football team. Good football teams beat the Cleveland Browns at home, who's not a very good football team. Good football teams beat the Atlanta Falcons in Gillette because Atlanta's an okay football team. Now, a good football team might lose to Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay is a good football team. And then they got the Jets and so forth and, so forth and so on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't get, like, it's maddening to just, when people call in and say, I'm out of my mind, I want them, that's why I want you to answer those calls.
You think they're out of their mind.
No, so
they're out their mind.
I can give them the simple exercise.
But, Wiggy, we knew their schedule after the Bills game before Sunday, and nobody was saying 11 wins before Sunday. Everything you're saying is true, but right. until they beat the Bills, nobody right. was saying 11 games.
Right, I had them at 9.
But before that, Curtis, everybody was saying they could also lose to all these teams. Right. Like it was up in the air every single week. I think now that's changed.
Because
people
now
have changed their tune.
You're
after
seeing
the
a good football
yes.
team.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Patriots Monday. Mike Vrabel coming up at 9:30 on this morning's show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.